Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Tav Zayinam and Beis. The Gemara discusses the din of Migli. The Gemara has two cases of Rava. One is Sichech al Gamei Mavli Sheish Belechi. If you have a Mavli which has a Lechi, for Shabbos that works, it's Lechi Mishum Mechitza. For Sukkah you need a Tefach. A Lechi doesn't have a Tefach Sechech, the Gemara says the Lashin. So Mamela, that works. Because only on Shabbos, because Migad have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the Sukkah. The Moses says, Sicha Gabi Pasi Bereis. You have posts on the corners of the four corners, an Amma each direction, and they would make Pasi Bereis to make it a Shasiyachim Bereisah, but in Sukkah you need two Mechitzas and a Tefach. That also works, Migad have a day for the Shabbos, have a day for the Sukkah. The Gemara in Amman Aleph said similarly, you could have two Mechitzas and a Tefach, which work for Sukkah, not for Shabbos. You say the other way also, Mikilta Lechamirta. So in the case of there's a machlekes Yishein in what the case is. Rashi and the Rosh and the Magen Avraham and the Gaon say this is the Rambam. They say it's a mavi mefulish, and a mavi that only has two walls that connect zeh and one lechi, and since that works for Shabbos, so that works for Sukkah. That's the case. The problem with this is it really doesn't work for Shabbos. Midaraisa works for Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechta Zeiv and Afid Beis, if you have a mavli with a lechi, it becomes a shesliyachad in yin Shabbos. Hazerik will take a chayim. But midarabani, you need to kunei mavli. You need a tzuris of Pesach on one side, a lechi on the other side. Just a mavli sheish the lechi that doesn't work for Shabbos midarabani. So why would you say migli? So the Rosh says, just like by Pasi Bereis also, it only works for Eilei Regalim. I mean, there are Bonin, it doesn't work for Shabbos. If you go and make Pasi Bereis in the Rishus HaRabin, it won't work, because the Rabbanan didn't allow it, only for Eilei Regalim. So why does it work for Sukkah? So Taisa says, it works for Sukkah because they were Mekel. They weren't Gezelin in Sukkah. So Udim Mavi Sheish Belechi, it doesn't work for the Rabbanan normally, but by Sukkah they were Mekel, they weren't Gezer. That's what the Rosh says. But the Achrayim say, Taisus didn't necessarily see that as a dimyon. By Pasi Bereis, you see, anyway they were makel for Eilei Regalim. Who then they can be makel for Sukkah? By a mavi mefulish with a lechi, you never find Chazal makel. So why would they necessarily be makel for Sukkah? The Dvaz is sad to say, in the Chinam you can carry it. But since Midereis it's a Rishus Yachin, so who then for Sukkah works? And the Chum whenever goes to look at the Sukkah. But the Shayim are bothered, but if Midarabanan you can't carry, the whole Migah doesn't stop Midarabanan. But that's one mahalach. And we'll go with the Rosh or the Ridvan, but the Rosh says, because they weren't gezer for Shabbos, and the Mela, it's talking about a mavi mefulish and it has a lechi. The other mahalach, Taisus, the Ridvan, and the Ran, they hold that it's talking about a mavi sasam. Their lechi works, minir abanan. But the problem is, by a mavi sasam, okay, a lechi works, but you don't need a lechi midiraisa. Midiraisa, three mechitzas are good enough without a lechi. So how does it work, Midereisa? If Midereisa, you don't need it, how would it work? Now, the first kasha to ask is, I didn't mention, sorry. First kasha to ask is, if you have three mechitzas, you already have all the mechitzas you need for Sukkah. So what would you need a migui altogether? So that they say the Teretz, that the schach is only on the front of the mavli. The schach is too far away from the back wall of the mavli. So for Shisliach and for Shabbos, you have three mechitzas. But for Sukkah, all you have is two mechitzas. So Mela, by Sukkah, you need another mechitza, and midrabanan, you need a fourth mechitza for Shabbos as well. Nigad avim deifel inyan Shabbos to be the fourth mechitza of the mavli, have a deifel in the Sukkah to be the third mechitza of the Sukkah. And you can't use the back wall for Sukkah because it's too far from the sky. You can only use it for Shabbos. That's the case. But the problem is, but you only need the lechi midrabanan. Midraisa on Shabbos, you'll have to carry without the lechi. So why would it work by Sukkah, which you need a third wall midraisa? So Taisa says, Hacha b'maya skin and you have a tefach. Hacha b'maya skin, you already have a tefach. So already the Raisatik requirement is done. Now, Midarabon, you need a tefach seichik. Mamidai pachis migimel samach adayfin. For that requirement, since l'maysa is a lechi, so migad have a dayfin yishamis. For the Darabon and the gedin of lechi, have a dayfin yisukkah to take care of your Darabonic requirement, and now you would not need a tefach seichik. That's mamidai pachis migimel. That's the Taisa learns the sugya. But the Ran holds no. Even a Mechimashu would work. Because even though you don't need it for Shabbos, but still, it works. It's something which potentially could work for Shabbos. So, since it could work for Shabbos, Minar Abanan, it's fine. So Melahu that it works with sukkah even on the derangsidika level. Even though you don't need it in the ranks of the Shabbos, but it potentially work on Shabbos, so it works even by Alechi Mashu. So you have the sheet of the Taisus, the Rosh, and the, I'm sorry, Rashi, Rosh, and the Rambam, that hold that a Mavli Mefulish, Alechi works. Attack won't work with Rabbanim, but still works for Sukkah. And you have the case of the Taisus, the sheet of the Taisus, Ranam, and that holds by a Mavli Sassim, since it doesn't work with Rabbanim, it won't work for Sukkah with Rabbanim. So Mel, it's a Mavli Sassim. Why do you need the migla because the snack is in the front? And why does it work if you don't need the mechitza for Shabbos? Either you have a tefach, so you don't need the mechitza in the rice of sukkah either. Or, since the lechi lemaisa works for Shabbos, even if you don't need it, it still could work for sukkah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.